Split Ends and 6 months in a leaky
Love
boat.
It.
Great song,
great
isn't it?
Great song, great band.
Absolutely. They're
great band.
It stands the test of time, doesn't it? Like it's like it doesn't date. It's all
not at
still
all.
As good
I love
as
that
was.
Haunting ending of that song more
Me
than
too.
Anything. Yeah,
that's the only really say. Naff bit.
Oh.
By the way, their True Colours album turns 40 this year. In fact, this month, I think, too. So
did you say 40?
40 for True Colours. That was the
Stop
album that
it.
Neil yeah. came in and I Got You became a
I
hit.
I See Red. Was that their first hit?
Oh.
That was, yeah. But that was
a very great film clip.
Bit before that, yeah.
Well, they were great on Countdown, weren't they? Because they were the first sort of theatrical
Yeah, yeah. Album.
Costumes.
Well, they
came Skyhooks
out.
Were pretty wacky. But
them and Skyhooks at the time yeah. were working into a bit of makeup, a bit of character
yeah.
work.
Loved it.
That's all in my book. At the time.
Let's ask our next guest whether he gets into the
He wouldn't remember them. He wouldn't have even.
He was not born.
His dad wouldn't have been born.
Don't be
stupid. We would talk Split Ends.
Don't even know who we're talking about. Let's introduce Tom Bellow.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hello, friends. What are you talking about?
Tom,
doesn't concern
Tom, please
you.
Tell me. You have heard of Split Ends, have you not?
Split Ends? What the?
Yeah.
You haven't heard of Split Ends, for God's sake. I know my. I respect my elders.
Just
yeah,
after
sure.
Mozart. Just after Mozart, I think it was on the line.
Look,
I respect
years.
Your culture.
God.
I try to understand you.
What
you know?
Were the first bands or music you got involved in when you became aware as a young young lad?
This is going to
your
be embarrassing.
Your first concert, Tom. Yeah, what was your first concert?
The first album I ever bought with my own money was Five's debut album. Baby When the Lights Go Out. You know, these kind of classics.
Did you say Five?
Five.
Oh, my
five.
God.
Five.
One of the better
on the boy
bands.
Band the Five.
I love Five.
Good. Yeah, they were very good.
Oh, here they are.
I saw them touring years. Oh, there you go.
And you didn't, did you care for Westlife, or you didn't give Westlife a much of a go? Oh.
Nah, Westlife are pussies, man. Five all the way.
Hey, be very careful, because, Tom, I'm not sure, and it might surprise you, but Mick Malloy is an aficionado on boy yeah, bands.
He made a movie about
Of course.
Boy bands. Well, I did a movie about boy bands, and once, I remember to do my research, I walked up to the counter at JB Hi-Fi
yeah.
with all the DVDs of the boy bands,
yeah.
and he gave me the, look, I said it's for research. You idiots.
Your Honour,
that's right. That's right. How are you, mate?
Okay.
I can't remember the last time we talked to you, but
yeah.
are you looking forward to coming out of hibernation and back into the world because you're a stand-up by nature?
Yeah.
Are you ready? How far away do you think you are from entertaining people live in a room?
I've never entertained people, Mick, and I'm not going to start now.
No, you have, Tom. Don't be silly.
Oh, that's very
Come
kind.
On.
It's exciting because restrictions are starting to ease around the country, and so comedy rooms are starting to go back very slowly. People might not be aware, but if you've been hanging out for live stand-up comedy, a bunch of rooms are starting back.
Fantastic.
There are rooms in Melbourne that are starting back with like 15 people in the audience.
Right.
Wow.
And you have to buy like food as well, and it'll all be very limited and very weird and stuff.
I would have taken 15 when I started out. That would have been a good number.
What's the smallest you ever? I've played to six people upstairs at a Mexican restaurant when I was starting out.
I played downstairs at the Hilton in Melbourne in the comedy room, which seated about 250 to six.
Oh,
yeah, great.
You know how they say time stands doesn't stand still? The longest half hour
would be
in living
it's
history.
Hard. It's that part of the entertainment industry, theatre, music, concerts, things like that. They're the last ones, the last cabs off the rank, aren't
So
they?
Go along. This is, you know what, I love it. They're frontline troops for entertainers. There's no middleman. It's the most brutal exercise in entertainment, which is standing on a stage without an instrument and in front of a room full of people and saying, I'm going to make you laugh. It's one of the greatest
That's
things
very
you'll
bold.
Ever
do. I'd say we're heroes, Nick.
There should be a march for us one day a year, I reckon.
Hey, Tom, I have
Everyone
seen a lot of...
Right
Tom, I was going to say, I follow you on Instagram. I love it. And I've seen a lot of photos of you as a young child. Some of them distress me slightly. Most of them make me go, oh, he's so cute. What is the method behind this that you've been putting these up?
Oh, during lockdown, my dear mother has been going through the sorting out the family photo collection and finding adorable photos
She's
of
good.
Me. And sharing them with the world. And I feel like in these dark times, that's what people need. And if you're looking at them, it's only for research, okay, Mick?
So is this for, are these authorized by you, or does she just go rogue?
Oh, yeah, I'm posting them. I was adorable. I should have been a child model. I've just got, like, beautiful red, rosy cheeks.
You are adorable.
I am adorable.
To what age?
At all points.
When would you have had to pull up stumps on your modelling career? I mean, you're still a good-looking rooster, may I say.
Well, it's very kind of you. I think there's a point where Chubby Cheeks loses their allure, and it's just like, oh, no, you have a problem. And
very
like
squeezable,
too much,
Tom. So. Don't worry about that. What have you been making of the world and the state of the world? What about the US? How are you coping with that?
Oh, here's some comedy gold.
Yeah.
Look, it's insane. It's insane, right? It's crazy and insane. And then I have a lot of support for the people who are, you know, drawing the lines to the problems we have here in Australia too.
Yes.
And it's good. And there are protests happening. Do we go to the protests? Because that will contravene social distancing laws. Mm. But then also it'll be just nice to see people and to be around other people.
So surely there's people just trying to get out of the house. Is that's the basis of these unbridled rioting and...
I think people should go to live comedy if possible. Can I give you my... I give you some tips for all the
please.
People going back to comedy, right?
So, great idea.
Comedy rooms are opening up. You're on stage. You're fully full of people. What's your tips for the audience out there?
Tips for punters. Please don't laugh at any of the jokes. That opens your mouth and that spreads a lot of droplets everywhere, okay? That's
oh
just got
God.
Second wave written all over it. Treat your mouth like a wet market, all right? Don't laugh at any comedian's jokes. Just smile as loud as you can.
Tom.
Be generous, though, with the smiles. Remember, the comedians will be quite rusty. We've had 3 months of sitting around not doing any gigs.
Sure.
Lower your expectations.
Yes.
A little less Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld. Expect a little more Tom Ballard, Mick Molloy.
I'll see you there. I'll be in the audience.
Will people be masked up?
If you're wearing a mask, then draw a smiley face on your mask to communicate
good
the fact
idea.
That you're enjoying
it. Good idea.
And take it off for heckling. Like, pull it down, heckle, and then put it back on. Is that the idea?
I was going to say... If you've ever heckled anybody in the past or you're really keen to get back into heckling people, please don't forget to lick every doorknob in the venue beforehand. And actually,
you live on the edge, Ballard.
The best place to heckle comedians is on a cruise ship. So if people can book onto the Ruby Princess ASAP, I think that would be really helpful for them.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
What are you looking forward to doing most now? Because like, you can go out to restaurants, go and eat with friends, something like that.
I am going to have to remind myself who my friends are. I've got more communications with them. I mentioned my boyfriend to you last time. We've been spending too much time together.
Are you still together? Still
that's
right
good.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks, you asshole.
This is just monumental.
Tom, thank you so much.
We're
looking
forward to an invitation
for
a significant day.
People can go and see it, but not so many at a time.
Hey, good on you, Tom. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. We'll catch up in another 2 weeks, see if it's still going strong.
Tom
Ballard. Good on you, Tom. Anything to plug? No.